very much impressed by the great ideas of Spencer Brock in arithmetic. So he generalized class field theory and created the ramification theory of schemes and generalized arithmetic theories on L functions of number fields to the arithmetic theory of L functions of motifs. And each time he breaks the door and let the younger people go through, and we can go there. So this method, this description of the nature of the mathematics of those, I found last night, and then this may be the good method to describe. But then, as you saw in this morning already, when Ruskin described similar, nicer and similar description, very similar to the method of the description of the mathematics of blocks. So my the best days in my life were the days when I stayed in Chicago and Spencer and I collaborated to formulate the Tamagawa number conjecture on L functions of motifs. So this conjecture is so the form of this is that the zeta value equals some arithmetic group. And now this conjecture is generalized to the equivariant version. Equivariant version. That is, there are several ways to describe this. But one way is something like periodic zeta function equals to the arithmetic group with Galois action. So it is not true equal. This equivalent version was not in this form, but in some form formulated by. This is like Yuasawa. This is some kind of Yuasawa theory of four motifs. But then Barnes and Flach and other people can make this Galois action non-commutative. In the classical Yuasawa theory, Galois action was usually commutative. But in Galois theory, Galois groups are usually non-commutative. So it is better to consider the non-commutative Galois action. And I talk about this non-commutative Yuasawa theory of totally real fields. So the subject of this conference is a motif, but I have no result about this non-commutative version, non-commutative. This is now a non-commutative, can be non-commutative. I have no result on this theory for motifs. So I talk about the L function for number fields, totally real number fields. The setting is the following. Let F be a number field, and F infinity is a Galois extension. Galois extension such that first F infinity is G is a Galois group. This is totally real. So F is also totally real. And G is a periodic D group. We fix some prime P. And maybe P may be odd. If P is 2, then something should be modified. But I neglected that problem. If infinity contains only finitely many primes, primes of F ramify in F infinity. If infinity contains the real part of this field obtained by adjoining the primitive P to the nth root of unity. I hope to state the Iwasawa main conjecture for this setting. The force cannot be seen. Not so important. Not. Yes. I hope to formulate the non-commutative Iwasawa main conjecture. But before that, I need some notation. So first, the lambda is the Iwasawa algebra. The completed group ring of this Galois group G. And then, sigma is not so important. This is just some finite set of primes of F, which ramify. Which contains all primes which ramify. Primes which ramify in infinity and if infinity, and also our primes which divide P. And for this arithmetic group, I take X to be the Galois group of M infinity pair. M is the largest pro P abelian group, abelian extension of infinity and ramified outside P, sigma. And then by the inner automorphism, the Galois group acts on X, so X is a lambda module. And also X can be expressed by using ideal class groups, but I don't explain it. And then, in fact, X is a torsion lambda module. Some finer version of this torsion property is that this is X is finitely generated over ZP. H is a smaller Galois group, Galois, if infinity. This is inside G. So the quotient of G over H is almost ZP. And so if this is rather classical, this is related to the classical conjecture of Iwasawa. If G is abelian, then H is finite. And then the conjecture is that just X is a finite G generated over ZP. And then this is the conjecture is Iwasawa's conjecture on conjecture for mu equals zero for that, for such cyclotronic extension. And then in general, conjecture one is conjecture one is equivalent to the Iwasawa's conjecture for so this mu is a mu for cyclotronic extension is there. So then so this Iwasawa conjecture for all f prime infinity pair f infinity is here and f prime f this is finite and this is abelian. So if we believe in Iwasawa, then the conjecture one should be true. And so there are many. For example, Ferrero-Washington proved that the conjecture is true if the base field is if in this situation if the f prime is abelian over f, yeah, over q, yeah. So for this abelian extension, yeah. So this means that f prime is f prime infinity satisfies the same condition, but f prime is abelian over f, yeah, over f prime, yeah. And then also, sorry. And then conjecture. So those S be the all elements of set of all elements of lambda such that lambda over lambda F is a finite degenerative over the this smaller group ring. And then conjecture. Then X is finitely generated over this conjecture means that X is S torsion. So for any finitely generated module over the lambda, the M is finitely generated over smaller group ring if and only if M is S torsion. So this conjecture is some stronger form of that fact that X is a torsion lambda module. And then, so let's, this is plays some role. We can take the fraction, ring of fractions, that is, so this is the localization of lambda. So, because lambda is non-commutative in general, so the theory of localization is not so simple, but this S is, the localization for this S is okay. That is, S satisfies some special condition, the Ore condition. And so, this is lambda is embedded in this S is consists of non-zero divisors. And we have a exact sequence. Zero, and then the next is zero. So we have such exact sequence. And this one is if H G has no p torsion, then this relative k group is equal to the k zero of the finitely generated f torsion lambda modules. Yeah. And now the main conjecture for this non-commutative situation is the following. Yeah, so our main conjecture. This is formulated by quoting some other people, Fukaya and me and Stuart and Benjakov. But this is published in some elliptic curve version was published in IHS ES publication recently. For this totally real field case, this Ritter-Weiss also combinated almost the same conjecture. Yeah. So then the conjecture is that so assume conjecture one, and assume that the No. Yes. So yeah. We are assuming conjecture one. Yeah. And then there exists but I don't write so explicitly. There is a conjecture one should be true. This is some pre conjecture stated before this conjecture. Yeah. And then the conjecture is that there is some periodic L function in this K1 of the localization, such that this is non-commutative periodic zeta function. Periodic L function. Such that satisfying the following 1, 2, and 2. So the one is that I forgot to write that this should be the boundary map. Then the boundary of this is equal to some strange thing home R gamma eta R OF infinity sigma 1 QP VP 1 twist maybe maybe so there is some class in that relative K group, but if G has no P torsion, this is if G has no P torsion, then this is X minus GP. In the classical case, this dp corresponds to the pole of the periodic zeta function, and then this x is usually expressed by ideal class group. There's some. Oh, R home. Oh, this is very strange. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very strange. Yeah. I should be another QP over GP. Yeah. Thank you very much. This is not a nonsense. Sorry. Yeah. This is so torsion. So we take the dual, then we have some finitely generated object. Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then this is in the classical case, this shows that the pole and zero of periodic zeta function is expressed by ideal class group. So the second property is a special value. The special values of periodic zeta function should be the expressed by complex zeta function. But for simplicity, I write some another way. For any U prime A and F prime which is inside this extension, this is finite and this is abelian. So the periodic L function should go to the abelian periodic L function. LP your time. This is a Abelian periodic. This is already defined. But under the map. First, we take the Galois F infinity F prime. I mean, S. This is normal. And then, natural projection and to K1 VP, the Abelian group F infinity, prime F infinity, localization by S. Those S, these are S for each ring. In fact, this S is the elements. This is the elements. This S is a commutative ring, and this S is in fact F such that F modulo P is non-zero divisor. So we are not inverting P, but we are local inverting all other such elements. Yeah. So. This is how the non-commutative so a periodic function should be related to Abelian periodic function. This is already defined. But the problem is we cannot define in general that this non-commutative version. So also, we can express remark is that 2 is expressed in the form of LP, the special value of low high cyclotomic R is equal to L sigma rho 1 minus R for all R even and for all rho G to GL n cube image finite image. So this is some. So I don't explain how to define the value of the element in K1 lambda is at such representation, but there is some way to define the such value, and then the 2 means that the such value for this representation of G is related to the value of complex delta function. It's a complex delta function. I state the theorem, which is a solution of the very, very special case of this conjecture. Theorem 1 is that so assume if first there exists a Abelian periodic Lie group. In the surjective form from L times 1 ZP 1000 2G. And second, the conjecture 1 is true for true. Then the main conjecture is true. Yeah. So I have some two remarks. First, the yeah, no, no, two remarks. So the this second to conjecture one, I under. So under the condition one plus f is q, then the two is true. So that is the Iwasawa conjecture for the Estojan condition one. Such thing two condition two is okay. Two is okay. Yeah, two is true. Yeah, and then also if we assume the Leopold conjecture for f, then this is not a good thing. That is h is finite. So that is my result works only for g, which is very near to abelian, very near to gp. Just the kernel h is finite. So I cannot treat the extension for which h is infinite. If we assume Leopold conjecture. There are many ZP, but these two ZP die. Only one ZP can survive in G. If you assume the Leopold conjecture. That, yeah. So now the method of the proof. No, this is very special. So, I can produce the example, non-trivial example, but soon in the description of the proof, I assume that this is GP and this is, to describe the proof, I will assume this for simplicity. So if G is this, then it's okay. L is one that time. So but it is really stupid comment. But then you can produce such extensions, non-trivial extension, just by hand. The theorem is not empty, but that's so brilliant. So you can produce such extension easily. So there are many examples, but the method of the proof is. The method of the proof is the following. So the main conjecture is G1 plus W congruence of. So the most important thing is that the congruence is between abelian periodic L functions. So for different for varying f prime infinity. So this is the abelian periodic L function. And then I hope to deduce this to from congruences between Hilbert Eisenstein series. For total real fields. So this the K1 means the study of K1. K1 is the study of K1 lambda and K1 lambda S. The case W is that this Wiles proved the abelian Iwasawamin conjecture for totally real fields. Abelian mean conjecture for totally real fields. And the R is a theory of Drini and Libet. To related the Hilbert Eisenstein series to abelian periodic functions. So then by their theory, these congruences imply this. And then by some method, then these congruences between abelian periodic function imply the main conjecture. So so the first I hope to describe this study of K1. And then I describe how we can deduce the congruences between the main conjecture from these the congruences. And then I describe how congruences are proved by using Hilbert Eisenstein series. So I think this cannot move. I see. Then my method is to go there. Then but maybe it's because no. Yeah, this is the correct method. I see. So, for simplicity, from now on, assume that assume G is that one GP to this GPT 1 no 1 0 0 0 0 there P is G bigger than or equal to S. And then let you for the N inside 0 and S, then let UN be the group 1 P to the N VP. No. VP and PNC P to Z, and then Z P to the S. Z, so 1 1 0 0 0. Yeah. So this is a finite index in G. And VN is a commutator group of UN, and it is 1 ZP, 0. 0 and what is this? P to the N, V, P is D, 1 0 1 0 0 0. Yeah. In fact, I hope this method should work in general, more generally, but there are difficulties. It is hard to see what kind of congruences should appear, and it is hard to prove the congruences. So only in the assumption, under the assumption of the theorem, I can do that plan. So anyway, we have infinity is here, and 1 is here, and G is here, and UN is here, and VN is here. So I write this is one kind of F prime. This I call F prime N, and this is one sum F. If E prime infinity, but I write it FN infinity. So this is abelian and this is finite. Yes. Then we can form a first study of K1. So then, next lambda n be this abelian Iwasawa module. Yeah, Iwasawa algebra, yeah. Then we have a map to the product zero in this k1 lambda n, which is lambda n times. This is, so you have theta n zero in this theta. And also the localized version. K1 lambda n is, which is equal to lambda n is times and then and then so so the definition is very simple. The map is just a normal map followed by that projection. So theta n is just k1 lambda to k1 dp, and then what was this? This was un, yeah, un, and then k1 dp un un. This is normal. This is projection. And theta f is similar thing. And so I hope to study the non-commutative K1 of non-commutative ring by using these commutative K1 of commutative rings. And then some congruences appear. That non-commutative thing is understood by congruences between commutative things. So I define psi is inside this multiplicative wrap, and psi s is inside these subgroups are defined by using congruences, and I this is defined later soon. Defined soon later. Yeah. So but by using congruences between the components. And then the definition is rather complicated. So I first show the theorem about this, and then describe the strange congruences because it is too strange. So theorem is two is that, theorem two is that that K1. So first, K1 lambda is by theta K1 lambda is equal isomorphic to psi, and then first second thing is that theta S sends K1 lambda S to psi S. So these are theorems which I can prove for this situation. So psi, the definition of the psi is xn. So anyway, the comment is that so the non-commutative periodic non-commutative geometry, commutative geometry is maybe the collection of commutative geometry, periodic commutative geometry plus congruences. So these subgroups are defined by congruences. So the commutative non-commutative geometry should be the collection of commutative things plus congruences. And the psi is defined in this way, the following way, satisfying one and two. So one is very simple. One is just for this が、very formal condition. Lambda n times this. Lambda m, yes, sorry. That, vp, un, vm, times, and lambda m is here. So the, this is, I think this is projection, yes. This is norm. Then, then, xn should go to the same element as xm. So the same. The image should be the same. So this is the first condition. Then the second condition is the terrible condition. I again have the same problem. Sorry. Sorry. I have to move here. Yeah, so the, this thing appeared, this is very strange thing appeared. This is maybe okay. I see. I am not destroying the class, this room. So I hope. So, the second thing is very complicated, but this is the main thing, the congruences. So xn is congruent to phi of xn minus y modulo in. So this is phi is lambda n minus into lambda n induced by un minus y, vn minus 2 un vn. Sigma goes to sigma p power. I am defining. I defined phi, and then I define im. So im is the part additively generated by very strange thing. So p to the I, terrible thing. M equals go 0 to t to the n minus I. What is? For I is varying. So I is varying. I goes to n. And then gamma p to the I n x, where gamma is 1010 this element, and x has a form 1 p to the I z p times, and then the rest is z p p s z p n z p t z 1 0. So in this case, the congruence is very strange, and I cannot imagine what is happening in general. This is a study of K1 and K1 lambda, K1. And then, I hope to show that the claim is that if we can prove that the abelian periodic wave function satisfy the congruences, then the main conjecture is true. So usually we feel that there is a big distance between this and this, but we have already a Wiles, result of Wiles on abelian periodic wave function. Abelian is a main conjecture. So we can use this. Then some clever method which I learned from Burns. I am describing the method. Also, Ritter Weiss has some similar argument in some paper. So the following arguments are due to Burns or Ritter Weiss. So then we are looking for Yes, yes, so. So. Yes. So. So we have a diagram here, commutative diagram, K1 lambda ns, and then the boundary box here, K0 lambda s, lambda lambda s, and then we have a diagram, 0 ns, ns K0, K0 lambda in lambda ns. Yeah, and then we are looking for a PRDKL function here. So the question is that there is some PRDKL function here, which goes to minus C, sees the complex R-hom, R-gamma etar, that thing. Yeah. Maybe, this one, yeah, so then, this was the main conjecture, and also, this should go to P, Abelian PRDK function, so we have chosen some special F prime, and special F prime N, and special F prime, and special F prime infinity, but it is enough to prove that these are enough. So to prove that this PRDKL function goes to the Abelian PRDKL function. So it is enough to prove that there is some element which goes to this by boundary map, and then to this we are looking for such element. But so this is the problem. But the main thing is that here is so the PRDKL function goes to minus Cn. Cn is this lambda n version of C. This is Weyl's main conjecture. He proved the main conjecture. And so Abelian PRDKL function goes to Cn. This is Weyl's main conjecture. And it is easy to prove that this C goes to Cn. So now we are looking for some element here. And then then, take any F such that the boundary of F is minus T. And then, let Fn be the theta NF, Fn. SNF, and then we have then for simplicity I write the Abelian PRDKL function by not so important. So then by that commutative diagram boundary of this is just minus Cn. But also by Weyl's the boundary map of this non-commutative. I write Cn, the PRDKL function. Fn infinity, prime Fn. Then the boundary of Cn is also Cn by Weyl's. So if we write un to be un to be the Cn divided by Fn, then the boundary is zero. So this means that un is unit. Un has no boundary, so un is a unit. Furthermore, we have congruences. This problem is still, yeah. I have to use this theorem, so I have to go there. So, yeah. So then, yeah. Yes, then some clever argument exists here. Each island, clan band. So then because by Fn is inside the PS by theorem two, and Pn, the periodic L functions are satisfy the congruence. This is assumption. So then Abelian periodic L function satisfy the congruence. So Un belongs to the intersection of this CS and unit. But this is PC. So then by theorem 2.1, there exists some U inside K1 lambda such that theta N U is Un for all N. Then put C be the to be the F times U, I think. F times U, yeah. Now this is in K1 lambda S. But then the boundary of C is U has no boundary, so because U is a unit, so this is just minus C. And then also theta Sn C is just Fn times Un is this is Cn. So we found non-commutative periodic L function and also the main conjecture, proved the main conjecture. So the main conjecture is this thing. So now the remaining thing is to prove we prove this one. So next we prove this congruence. But then we can use the theory of Durin and Libe. So the zeta values appear as the constant terms of Hilbert Eisenstein series. So I can write down the Hilbert Eisenstein series whose constant term is these Abelian periodic L functions. So the Eisenstein series if infinity over F is Abelian, then we have a Eisenstein series some lambdaic in this case so that is lambda is commutative. So in the commutative Abelian case there is a lambdaic Hilbert Eisenstein series. EF infinity over F equal to 2 minus F times Q, and then LP F infinity F. So this is the Abelian case, Abelian periodic L function, then X, and then F infinity F, and then Q to the X. Here the this is the Eisenstein series on the Hilbert Mojda, Hilbert upper half plane of F. So then this here the A range is over. So AX range is such that A is an ideal of OF, which is prime to prime to sigma. And then x is the exclusive element of F totally real. And also E divides X. And if so this prepares the ranging over these things. And then if is the arcing symbol. So then Q to the X is usual notation for Hilbert module forms. I don't explain. So now the rest is rather short. In fact, the not so short, but the explanation can be short. So then the problem is the congruence for the constant term, but the theory of Turing Rebus tells that if you like to prove some congruences for the constant term, then it is enough to prove the congruence for the positive degree term. Then the positive degree term is very simple, so we can do this. That was the method of Turing Rebus to define the periodic L function and congruences of zeta values. It is very easy to prove congruences this was the zeta value at the periodic L function, but this is not a lambdaic thing, but they proved the congruences between zeta values just looking at the congruences of the positive degree coefficients by using their theory that the properties of the constant term can be deduced from the properties of the coefficients in the positive degree. Yeah. So this is diagonal HF in prime. Then it is sufficient to prove that IN star, IN star of FN infinite prime FN prime is congruent to phi IN minus 1 star EFN minus 1 infinity FN prime N1 infinity. Yeah, module IN. So because these are constant terms of those. But constant term doesn't change. But we can compare these again, but by Turing Rebus, it is enough to prove the congruences for positive degree terms. Yeah, but this is easy. To prove. I don't write the details, but the coefficients are very simple, so we can do this. But this method should work more generally, it is hard to study K1 first, and I cannot find general congruences for general K1. As general K1 for general lambda, and also even if in some special cases I can do that similar study of for the Yuasawa, non-committal Yuasawa algebra. But then the congruence becomes too complicated, and then I cannot do the use the Hilbert algebra series in general. Thank you very much. Yeah, the similar thing should work, and also I hope that the similar patching should work for motifs and different kind of motifs. Not only between elliptic curves and elliptic curves, but the different kinds of motifs should be connected by strange commutative. If you go up to the non-commutative Galois group, then all Galois representations become trivial. That means that any motif becomes constant motif, in Galois representation sense. Then such idea was stated by Hoover Kings in ICM 2002. If you climb then the tower of the Galois extension, then many motifs should be connected. And then so then I hope that there are some special strange congruences should appear between L values of their L values or the periodic functions, and then they should be connected. So dream is very big, but at present this is the best thing which I can do. Yeah.
Is it explained in your paper how your paper proposed how you evaluate an L function as a representation?